Genesis 46, 1.
And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation.
Last week we heard they came to his father, all of his children, and gave a good news that Joseph is still alive. And the father was so excited. He wanted to go and see his son very badly. But here we see, he did not just say, Joseph is alive and chariots are already here. Let me go right away. He did not hurry. Why? Because he was a godly man. He was so thankful to God that his son is alive, but he wanted to go to God to find out if God wants me to go to Egypt or not. Because as we learn, the Egypt is not a good place to go. Abraham went to Egypt, an Egyptian king or prince took his wife. So the Egypt was not a right place to go. First time, Abraham did not ask God, shall I go to Egypt? He just went and he had problems. For Isaac said, Lord, there is a famine in the land. He had a chance to go to Egypt. God said, do not go to Egypt. And he obeyed. And the Genesis chapter 26, it says, he sowed in the famine and he got a hundredfold in return. So Jacob knows these things. My grandfather made a mistake. My father didn't go to Egypt and God blessed him. Now my son is in Egypt. He had no choice, but he was sold into Egypt. So now, Jacob has a choice to go to Egypt and see his son or just send a message. But he went to God, and when he went to Beersheba and he sacrificed unto the God of his father. Now he says, he didn't say, my God, I sacrifice. He says, God of his father. Now from this you know, Ishmael had a same father like Isaac. And so Isaac worshipped his father, Abraham's God. Ishmael worshipped also his father's God, means Abraham's God. But today what happened? All Muslims do not worship the Ishmael's father's God. But here we see Isaac was a godly man. And so Jacob says he prayed to his father's God. He would have said, my same God who talked to me, I prayed and he sent me to Laban's house. That's the same God is talking to me. He is giving more respect to his father. He is worshiping his father's God. That means Isaac trained his son to worship the living God. So it is our responsibility to tell our children to worship the living God. Today there are so many denominations in this world, and so many Christians are misled. And so we have to tell our children what is the right path. Not just go to church when you are traveling or going to visit some states or something, and there is a Sunday and there is a church, no other church but Jehovah's Witnesses. And so, let's go to the church. They are also worshiping God. That will be a great mistake, because you cannot go and worship with somebody. Those people do not worship the same way. The word of God says, how can we walk together if we are not agree? Jacob is saying, my God is my father's God, and I'm going to worship him. And so the word of God says, as soon as he gave the sacrifice, God did not talk to him before that. He got the message in Canaan, but he went to Beersheba. He sacrificed unto his God, and then God spoke to him in the night vision. That means he got a dream or he got a vision, and God is talking to him, Jacob, Jacob. And he says, here am I. I am the God of your father. Fear not to go down into Egypt. I told you, always when you say go down, it's a danger zone. But he's saying, don't worry, this time I'm with you. I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to deliver you, and I'm going to bring you back up again. And so he says, go. Now, you know, the Joseph was there, and Joseph was in a prison. They knew he's a Hebrew boy, but when the Pharaoh had the need, he didn't care he's a Hebrew, he's abomination to our country, didn't care, because he wanted the answer. So he raised him up, and when he gave the right answer, he made him the prime minister. But I did not see anywhere Pharaoh giving the command to everyone, let's worship the God of Joseph. They did not worship the God of Joseph. Even the Joseph saved them, gave them the idea, gave them the food, gave them life. But they did not want any part of Jehovah God. That's the way some people are. They want your food, they want your shelter, they want your money, they want everything from you, but they don't want your God. We have to be very wise. There are people on the street, they beg for food. When you ask them, what do you want? Give me $5. And are you hungry? Yes, I'm hungry. When you give the food, they don't want food. Other day, one brother told me, on the gas station, there was a one man begging for food. And so he said, give me money. He said, are you really hungry? He said, yes. He said, I had the good mango, maybe a couple of dollars worth, good ripe mango. So I gave it to him. And he says, I was looking at my rear mirror, what he's doing. He kept the mango far away, and he's going and begging to other people because he wanted money. The point I'm making, there are people, they want your money, they want your food, they want everything, but they do not want your advice. Don't talk to me about God. I told you, one day one man came and we were cutting the grass, young man, maybe 25 years old, and he says, I'm hungry. It reminded me, I have a son like his age. At that time, I thought maybe if my son is hungry, if I feed this man, someday somebody will help my son. And so I said, sir, there are all stores are closed and only the Rite Aid is open. So I said, buy anything you want, I'll pay for it. He bought so many things. He got milk, this, that, whatever he can get. And he put it on the counter. And I said, you know what? Why I'm giving this to you? Because I love you and Jesus loves you. And I want you to come to church or go to church. He says, I don't want Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus. I felt like, keep these things because I didn't pay it. So I would have said, keep these things back and go and beg. But I felt bad. I thought he might be stubborn. He doesn't know anything about God. I said, sir, I'm going to pay anyhow. One day will come and you will know there was a man of God who gave me food because of Jesus Christ. And when you have really need, you will go on your knees and you will pray or you go to church. So this is just like I'm sowing a seed. And so point I'm making, there are people, they want your food, they want everything from you, but they do not want God. So we have to be careful to teach our children, do not associate people like that. That's what the Bible says, do not unequally yoke. There are people very, very deceiving. The point I'm making, sometimes the girls are afraid to talk to the man, do you believe in Jesus? Do you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you love me, you love Jesus. Because I love Jesus and I want you to love Jesus. And there are boys and men, they will date somebody for maybe 2 years, or 3 years, 5 years. And when I ask them, did you talk to them about Jesus? Oh, I'm trying. What do you mean trying? You should be talking to the first time, first date. I'm a born again Christian. Are you? And the person says, no, I am not. Then how are you going to be fellowshipping together? The Bible says, if you are not agreed together, how can we walk together? How can we talk together? Oh, eventually I will believe in your Jesus. Okay, what is the hindrance? So you should start talking first day. Don't keep it for fifth year. It will be too late. God is talking to Jacob and he says, I am your father's God. So he learned from his father to worship the living God. And some people, they learn, but they do not understand why they go to certain churches, certain places, and they give you the wrong doctrine. And that Bible college, they teach like this. Once you saved, saved forever. Whatever you do, you are not going to lose your salvation. That's why I'm trying to tell you, you have responsibility to teach your children the right doctrine, the right teaching. And so here we see, Abraham taught Isaac, Isaac taught Jacob, and they are all worshiping the same God. But the Ishmael worshiped the same God, but then his descendant start worshiping another God. That's what the problem is. So here the word of God is saying, don't afraid. You can go to Egypt, but I will bring you back out of Egypt. Okay, let's read the verse 4.
I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes.
Now here the word of God is saying, I will bring you back. And then he says, you're going to die in Egypt. So he says, Joseph will put his hand on your eyes. That means when you're dying, sometimes you keep your eyes open. So that's why the loved one who are sitting there, the person is dying, they will close their eyes. And their hands may be putting right and the legs and everything. So they should not be freezing and then you difficult to put them straight. So he says, your son will be close to you and he will close your eyes and you will die there. But the same time he said, I will bring you out of Egypt. But we know later on we'll see Jacob dies there, but he says, I don't want to bury in Egypt. Take me to my place. And then Joseph listens to him and brings him back to the Canaan. But here the word of God is saying, I will go with you. God promised even Moses, I will go with you. He says to Jacob, I'll go with you. So don't go anywhere if God is not with you. Some people say, oh, I want to go somewhere. And they think they can go somewhere and have a good time. I always tell people, if you're going for job situation, if you're going anywhere, find first. Is there a church close by? You can have a fellowship. You can make $1 billion and you don't go to church. What is use of it? People are going to Saudi Arabia to make money, and some Muslim countries, they don't allow you to worship the Lord. If you take the Bible, they will not allow you to take the Bible in your hand. I would not go if they give $1 billion to that country to give up my God, give up the prayer and worship and make money. That's why so many people, they have money, but their life is miserable. There is a one lady went to Saudi Arabia or somewhere and lots of money she got, and she left her son with his uncle. And the father didn't take care of him and mother didn't take care of him. And now when the boy got older and they came to America, and boy doesn't listen to mother or father. He said, why you don't listen to us? Where were you when I needed you? But the point I'm making, if you don't train your children in the Lord, and you go and make money and wherever you can go and God is not with you, it is useless. It is dangerous. And so here the word of God is saying, Jacob, go down to Egypt. Don't you worry. I told your father not to go, but I'm going to give you permission to go because I am going to make you a great nation. Okay, let's read verse 5.
And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him.
And the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father. When you hear these things, like a Jacob is a very old man, and he could not walk, so they have to carry him. They did not carry him like that. What they did, they were a chariots sent to take Jacob, so they might have helped him to get into chariot. And all the little ones and wives and everyone were in the chariot, and then that's the way they went. But he was 130 years old. You will be learning later on. 130 years old, and he was strong and healthy. So he had a wonderful life. But point I'm making, when they say they carried him, actually they did not carry him in their hands or shoulder. They just helped him to get into the cart, and that's the way they went. Okay, let's read verse 6.
And they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with them. His sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt.
Now when he went to Egypt, they did not keep anything back. They took their children, their grandchildren, and all the goods, all the animals, all the cattle. They took everything. Why? Because God says, I'm going to make you a great nation. You're going to prosper there. So everything what you have, take it. And they took everything and they're going. And now you will see all the genealogy. So we are not going to waste too much time. We are just going to read the genealogy. Okay, let's read from verse 8.
And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok and Phallu and Hezron and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath and Merari, and the sons of Judah, and Onan and Shelah and Pharez and Zerah, but and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Pharez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Phuva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jalil. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Paddan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Hagi, Shunai, and Esben, Eri, and Aradai, and Aralai. And the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishua, and Isui, and Beriah, and Sarah their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zelpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph, and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela and Becher and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Muppim and Huppim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14.
Now, Joseph had only 2 children. But the Benjamin, how many? Maybe 10 children. Now, all other brothers, Reuben, and from the Reuben to the all other children, if you count. But the Benjamin, the youngest one, he got 10 children. Now somebody says, how come? Why the other people had less children and why the Benjamin got more children? When you learn about Judah was a little bit crooked in the beginning. He didn't want his children to be given to Tamar. And so Tamar deceived him. So his 2 boys died. Then we hear about Simeon. Simeon also, they say he married the Canaanite woman. Maybe that was not according to the will of God. So we see all those brothers didn't have so many children. But the Benjamin had almost 10 children. You know, Jacob had 12 boys. But they were from different ladies. But this Benjamin's, I didn't see they have several wives. Benjamin got all the children from one wife. How come? If you love your wife, you will have children. Some people, they do not like their wife. Maybe they marry to one and looking for some other girlfriends. And that's why the problem happens. But I think Benjamin loved his wife because he has nobody. His brother is gone. And so he might be clinging to his wife. And his wife might be giving him comfort. So that's why he got so many children. Do you know the poor people can have more children than the rich people? Because poor people, they have nothing to look forward. They worked hard. And when they work hard and then wife comes, massage them and give them the good bath and things like that. So they have more relationship with wife and they have more children. And they are satisfied with more children even though they don't have food to eat and more children and they're happy. That is their treasure. And so here we see Benjamin has more children. All these brothers has 4 children, 3 children, 2 children. But Benjamin had 10 children. So more the children is the gift of God, is a blessing of God. Some people do family planning. I'm not against, but family planning should not be killing children. Family planning should be staying away from your wife for a certain time, and then you will have no children. God has already provided this. You can stop your having children and still you can have a relationship with your wife if you don't want too many children. It's not a sin. But the point I'm making, we cannot control our life and children according to your will. Because people take the pills many years, they want to enjoy the young life, and then when they go to their 30s and 40s, and then they have no children. So how come somebody says 30s, 40s, you can have children until 45? But they already damaged the system and then they cannot have children. And there are so many people are having no children and they are confused why this happened to us. We are godly people and this and that. But you know, you cannot go against the will of God and that's why the problem happens. But I don't think Benjamin was planning any family planning. He was happy. And he has the more children and they are going, and then he says all those children Rachel's children. Okay. Verse 23.
And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jahzeel and Gunai and Jezer and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, And she bare these unto Jacob, all the souls were seven. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66.
Now see, they said 66. That means how many? 66 children.
And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70.
They became 70. Okay, let's read further.
And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen, and presented himself unto them. And he fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while.
Now, here we see Joseph already said to his brethren, when you come, I will keep you in the Goshen. Goshen is the very beautiful land. And so he said, you should be staying in Goshen. And so when he said to his father Jacob, Jacob also said to his children, we are not going to go to Pharaoh's place directly. He said, Judah should go and talk to Joseph, and we will meet Joseph in Goshen. And so he didn't want to go and settle somewhere because all of these animals and everything. So he was wisely saying, I'm going to stay in Goshen and let my son come and meet me in Goshen. Can you imagine this Jacob? He was craving to see his son, but he doesn't want to just go run to Joseph. He says, I'm going to wait in Goshen. Let my son come and see me in Goshen. And so Joseph comes, gets his chariot and everything, and comes and sees his father in Goshen. And then he met and cried with him. It's a good while. Means he was crying and crying and crying, maybe half an hour or hour, we don't know. Good while can be a long time. And they were clinging to each other and crying for a while.
And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive.
Now, if Joseph hears this thing, he said, I did not call you here to die. I want you to enjoy the life in here. But what Jacob is saying, I was craving to see my son. And there are old people, they say, they always there. If I see my son's marriage, I will be happy. And when the sons get married, I want to see his first son or child. Then I'll be happy. And then they see that, I will be very happy when my grandson get married. Then I'll happy. And when the grandson get married, I want to see my great-grandchild. They never say, I'm happy now, I'm ready to go. Jacob is saying, I am so happy. I have nothing to see now. I am ready to die and go to heaven. I don't want to live anymore. This is it. I was living to see my son. This is it. I have seen everything. I have done everything. Nothing to look forward to anything. This is it. And that's called satisfy life. All the houses, all the wives, all the children and grandchildren and everything, you're going to keep it here. And you're going to go. So I always think I'm always ready. I have nothing to say, I didn't do this, I didn't do this. I have so many plans, but the word of God said, occupy until I come. I'm busy all the time doing things, but I am not craving to leave. Somebody say, how long you want to live? Until Christ comes. It can be tomorrow, it can be 100 years from now. I want to wait until Jesus Christ comes. I am satisfied, and I'm not looking for anybody's money. I'm not looking for anybody's hand out. I'm living for God and I'm satisfied. If I die today, I will go to heaven. I have that confidence, and I'm not looking forward to seeing somebody's wedding or seeing somebody's child or this and that. I'm not looking forward for that. So the Jacob is saying, I'm satisfied. I wanted to see my son. I have seen my son. Are you satisfied with your life? Or say, I want job. I want this. I want house. I want children's marriage. I want grandchildren. If you keep on doing like that, you will never be happy. Some people say, if I have a good job, I'll be happy. Get a good job. Oh, I want a better job. And you get a better job. And I want to, I got this car. It's not good. I want a better car and better car and better house and better husband. Everything better, better, better. And you will never be having satisfaction. I should be thankful to God. As long as I have food to eat, clothes to wear, and place to live, I should be satisfied. And that's the kind of satisfied life we should live, and then we are not craving for anything. If God gives you something, it's plus. Jacob didn't know that he is going to go in a chariot. I don't think he had a chariot in his life. He was traveling in donkeys. Now he had not one chariot, so many chariots, and so many things Pharaoh gave him, precious, good things of Egypt, gave it to the Jacob. He never even dreamed of all of those things. Okay, let's read verse 31.
And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh, and say unto him, My brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have.
Joseph is saying, you know what? I'm going to go to Pharaoh and introduce my brethren and my father to. And do you know what God did? Joseph wanted to bring his whole family without asking Pharaoh's permission. He already told them, you're going to come and you're going to live in Goshen and all of these things. And Pharaoh comes and says, I want your people to come. Send the chariot. Let them come and let them live in the best land. And so exactly happened. Now Joseph is training his brethren. We don't want Pharaoh changing his mind. So you're going to tell them, we are the shepherds. We take care of the sheep and goats, and this we do. Our forefather did this job, and we are going to do this job. And so we want this Goshen land. And Joseph said, Pharaoh or Egyptian treat shepherds like untouchable, or they are abomination to them. They don't eat with them. They don't sit with them. They think that they are lower class people. And so Jacob didn't say, we don't want to be lower class. We are God's people. Why should we call lower class? But he didn't care. As long as they are the shepherds, they are taking care of sheep, and we are God's people, and we don't care what other people treats you, as long as God treats you good. You go to heathen countries, they are not going to treat you like a king. Some people will for the Americans. But if you are Indian or Pakistani or African or some other country, and you go to some other countries, they are not going to treat you that great. And so we are not going to say, oh, if that country doesn't treat me good, I'm not going. No, you go because of Christ. We are not going to go to another country that these people should treat us good. If you do something good for the land, just like a Joseph, they will worship you. They will make you a head. When I was in India and I was in Bombay, and they told me, don't go to Gujarat because those people do not want Christ. One person went as a minister, stayed there 12 years, and not a single soul was baptized or got saved. So that person was so tired, and he said, Pastor Peter, That time he said, Brother Peter, I want you to come to Gujarat because nobody's listening to me. I prayed and said, Lord, take me to Gujarat. It's a long story. But when I went to Gujarat, so many people got saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Why? Because God was with me. The other man was there, maybe he was sent by somebody. But I was sent by God. So God did signs and wonders and miracles. So do not be afraid to go to any country. Though how the people treat you, don't worry. As long as Jesus Christ is with you, and as long as you are believing signs and wonders and miracles, God will do miracles, because book of Hebrews chapter 2, he said, God has confirmed the miracles. He has ordained the miracles. So the miracles are over, people say, they are wrong. Miracles are happening today. Okay, let's go back to the Genesis chapter 46, verse 33.
And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, What is your occupation? That ye shall say, Thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our farm, and also our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians.
Now he trained them, and he would say, as soon as Pharaoh asks you, whatever I said, you say. Don't say anything else. Tell them that we are shepherds, and with this business we are doing from my father's forefathers did it, and we are doing it. We are shepherd. If you call us abomination or bad people, doesn't matter. We want to be separated from you. We're living in Goshen. We don't want to mix with your gods and your religion. So children of God should be separated from the worldly people. Even though they were in Egypt, but they did not go and mingle with the Egyptian and got married with the Egyptian ladies and make their god Israel is God. These people said, okay, we want to be separated. We want to stay in Goshen. We are the shepherds. Maybe you don't like us, but God loves us, and we are going to be in the separate place. And they gave them the place, and we will be reading. This is the way the chapter ends. So, whatever their wish was, the wish was granted. Jacob blesses the Pharaoh, and Pharaoh takes the blessing from Jacob. Shall we rise? We are the children of God. Wherever we go, God is with us. We are not going to bow down to their God and their tradition and their religion. We are going to proclaim the word of God wherever we go. And God has given me grace wherever I went. God blessed me. And same God is here. Wherever you go, take Jesus with you, and you will never go wrong. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to come to the house of God. You have called us with a definite high calling. Wherever you tell us to go, we'll go. Whatever you say, we'll say. And Lord Jesus, you have promised that you are going to use us mightily for the glory of God. Let each and every child of God shine for the glory of God. Jesus said, you will be my witnesses, and you have given us the Holy Spirit and your power. We cannot be helpless and powerless. You said, I'm not going to make you helpless and fatherless. And you have given us the Holy Spirit, so we can go with the power of God and do the signs and wonders and miracles, and let the people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.